Mela.
And I'm Hannah.
And you're listening to
the Intersectional Yoginis Podcast.
Join us as we explore a variety of topics that impact us as women of color through a yogic lens.
Hope you don't mind irreverence and me cursing like a sailor.
Sprinkled in with a little satire and sass.
A little?
Well, we cover serious subjects that are important to us.
So if you're curious, keep listening.
Namaste.
Hola. Oli.
Oli.
¿Cómo estás?
Ah, bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, también.
Getting that Spanish practice in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Okay.
How are you? You just got back from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Got back. It was good. Celebrated. Birthday, Christmas, mm-hmm. All the things.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you and Ray, who hopefully is listening.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Ray.
King. But yeah, it was good. It was fun to be in the snow. I only fell once and...
I only ate shit once.
Yep, no biggie. And other than that, it was nice.
Nice.
How's it been here in good old LA?
It was good. I had a really fun time at the beach yesterday. The weather was really nice. Like, it was very sunny and, like, just a light breeze. And I took my student Ava and her brother joined us. And they went in the water and everything. Like, they full on, yeah. They were so excited. I was like, yes.
Doing it.
And then, yeah, we went back and I was like, they went in and everything. And their mom was like, yeah, perfect. That's really good for you. I'm like, and then I remember the
Wim Hof.
Yeah, that's great for your immune system. Mm-hmm.
Dude, okay, in Colorado. So since probably, what, maybe August or something, I've been trying to end my showers on just the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
And so in LA, ending the water in cold is not that cold. It's really not. It's really kind of warm cold, to be honest.
Because I feel it in the bidet.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's
it's not that bad.
But in the winter, I'm like, it's not that bad.
No.
Because it's LA. Like, they're not like frozen pipes.
Exactly. So here's the thing, though. In Colorado, it is so cold. It is so cold. I literally, the first night, I'm showering at maybe like midnight, whatever, late in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents, you know, are like trying to sleep. And I'm over here like, yes, like so cold. I was like, wow. And I can only do it for maybe
And you're already
a minute.
Training.
And I was already
like
training
cool
with
water.
Water, but it's not like that. I was like, oh, gosh.
Damn.
I was like, at this point. I have a friend and she does ice water baths with our, actually they're two yogis who I met over in NoHo and they do ice baths every Tuesday, I think she said.
See
just
you
to like
next
condition
Tuesday.
The body, right? Tonight, Jason, where are you at? Shout out.
To condition the body?
Yeah, to condition the body.
So same principle to build.
Exactly. Yeah, I think Jason, I saw on his Instagram, I need to talk to him about it. Really, I should. He has a picture with him and Wim Hof.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have done like training or something.
Yeah.
Who knows what he did.
So it's coming from him. Like, from the source.
From the source. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, dang, at this point, if I can last the cold water from Colorado,
you're
maybe
good
ice bath
for life.
Is
next. And you can go to Iceland and do it. Ready.
Right? Yeah, yoga on the ice.
Yes. So, that's what I mean, the week was, like, nice. Also, like, preparing for the holidays because I'm driving to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And today, actually, I spent, after my morning class, I spent most of, like, the late morning recalibrating or, like, resetting my self-watering system for my plants because I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. And, yeah, very interesting, like, to see which plants, you know, like...
Liked it or not.
Yeah, liked it or not. Or, yeah. But now that's set. Yeah. So it's like just set. I'm just going to keep watering directly like tomorrow before I go. And then they'll just have there. Yeah. Because I was like, what am I going to do? Like, if this only lasts a week. But like, not all of them drink all the water. One and two, like, it's not too bad if they like... stress only for like a little bit because I'll be back and then
by the time
you'll
be like watering first thing
Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly what I did when I came back. I was like, hi, babies. Mm-hmm. All right, who needs water? Some mm-hmm. of them were just fine. I was like, oh.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. Some of them are like, oh, you don't need me, I guess. Oh, okay.
My air plant's on the right hand.
Which ones?
Dude, air plants are so hard. Air plants. Did I show you like the big ones I got for over my sink? They're so temperamental. Oh. They're really not. They're not. They're like not that
fig
hard.
Leaf tree.
Oh, yeah, and the fig. Those? Actually, my fig is doing well.
Oh, mine? I've killed two already. Well, one had like a fungus or something.
Yeah.
From where I bought water? It.
Oh, from where you bought it. Okay.
Yeah. And it actually infected another plant that I've had forever that I
do not
like watch grow from like one of my moms. I call, when I say my moms, I mean the moms of students that I teach. Like,
okay.
So whenever I'm like my moms or like my homeschool moms, I mean like clients.
One of those moms. Yeah, clients. Yeah.
One of my moms gave me a succulent from her garden.
Oh.
And I put in water to like root mm-hmm. and then put in soil and like it started growing a lot. I've had it for like 3 years or something. Mm-hmm. And then when I bought that plant, it had a fungus and it infected my succulent, like that specific one. Yes.
Is the succulent still alive?
What second one?
The succulent.
No.
She died. Too.
Yeah, she died because of it. Yeah, exactly. And then the second fig leaf, I was just overwatering it or like not watering enough, like something.
Yeah, it needed, yeah.
First not watering enough, then overwatering it, and then.
And then it was also really hot though, and there was and like, it, some yeah. weird days.
It was also really hot, and then I moved. Moving,
yeah. There was a lot of factors.
I'm sure there was a lot of stress too, but. Yeah. But I mean, ends of cycles, which is what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, talking
today.
About today, exactly. This girl's got the segues.
End cycles, new cycles, all of that, because now it's also the end of a fall and the beginning of winter, which is also this December 21st, mm-hmm. 2020. There's yes. like a whole thing
there's
going
a lot
on.
Of astrological things happening.
What
I am
do you
no
know?
Expert.
What do you know?
I know, I am no expert, so I know
like,
nothing.
What have you read? Because I know there's like, there's like this huge portal opening that's gonna
yes,
help like elevate your
opening.
Consciousness and
yes.
like, and that's like pretty much all I know. Kind of yeah. like Lionsgate this year too. That was like yeah. a huge thing and like that moon that
yeah
fucking unclogged my chakra.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
I wonder,
so many things.
My friend Carolina was telling me about it.
One of my friends sent me a thing of this about this.
The
here it is.
The
21st.
Okay.
Yeah, it says, the cosmic, it's in Spanish, so I'm translating as I go.
Okay.
It says, on December 21st of 2020, a magnificent sky will open and a stellar portal, celestial portal estelar, what is that? Like a portal that is mm-hmm. stellar and celestial
yes.
will open and that will mark the dawn of the new era of Aquarius.
Yes.
This is... The, oh, I can't
oh, yeah.
sing.
But is,
you know,
yeah.
I wanted to sing
You all
hair.
Know it.
I wanted to sing, yeah. And the first day of Satya. What is Satya Yuga de la Luz? Like light, Satya of the central sun.
Okay.
But Satya is truth. I don't know
yeah.
what... Satya Yuga, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 11 a.m., your favorite number.
I love that number.
11 a.m. of that solstice, and of winter solstice, the new age light will dawn and the new 5D earth will be born. That's what it says.
Oh.
And there's like a bunch of other stuff. But apparently there's going to be some gate. There's going to be some gate opening that's going to be massive. And it'll cause like a huge divine change
mm-hmm.
on any like sensible life on the solar system and on Earth. So
be ready.
Be ready. Or already it was
probably already doing
happened.
It. Yeah.
Because by the time this get aired, it'll probably be like January.
Yeah.
But
be,
also
yeah.
I feel like that's yeah. when all these changes of closing cycles and opening mm-hmm. new cycles start. Like around the solstice, like December 21st, because we're very caught up in this idea that it's like January 1st. It's the only
I know the only
the beginning
time
of everything.
And...
when it's not even the original calendar, too.
Right.
Like there's the Jewish calendar that's like a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like this calendar. I don't
the Chinese calendar.
Exactly, the Chinese calendar.
Uh-huh.
So there's like a whole transition for closing and opening cycles around late December all the way to the Chinese New Year, which is when? February, March, like late March. Yeah. And Passover, which is like around that time too. Mm-hmm. Like the beginning
Yeah.
So it's like 3 months almost. It's not like December 31st and then January 1st and then that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's like so, I think that causes so much.
It's very rigid.
It's very rigid. It can cause stress and like expectations.
So many expectations. So many. And I was actually thinking about this, like, obviously I didn't look into this because I was just thinking about it. but I was like, why is there even New Year's resolutions? I don't know where that came from. I could probably look it up real quick. But I was just thinking, like, is it a marketing thing? Like, is it a business thing? Is it for, like, business?
It's
like,
always.
Commerce? And yeah.
It always is because it kind of, the approach of it, it's kind of like, this is what you weren't able to achieve.
Yeah.
Like your shortcomings of the year. Mm-hmm. So next year, now you can do it. And you're going to do everything. All of it.
It's like you're never good enough.
You're never good enough. But don't worry. Every year you have a new opportunity to set new goals. And this time, now you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that. It's a practice. You just get better and better and better on things that you practice most. At things that you practice more. And also, you change, you recalibrate, you readjust, because not everything works for everyone. Or at a certain time in life, not everything is going to work for you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so I just Googled this.
Yes. Tell us.
It says, for early Christians, the first day of the new year became the traditional occasion for thinking about one's past mistakes and resolving to do and be better in the future.
Well, that is... Isn't that Yom Kippur?
I don't know.
In, like, in Jewish culture? Oof. Let's look it up.
I need more cultural education.
No.
Obviously.
So the main purpose is to effect individual and collective purification by the practice of forgiveness of the sins of others and by sincere repentance for one's own sins against God. So, yeah, it's like reflecting on what you did. Yeah. Wrong
previously.
Like forgive yourself and others for that and then start over, like clean slate.
Yeah. So interesting.
Which that clean slate sounds like very Catholic to me. That like, okay, I confess and then like I repent and then I'm done and then
yeah.
I'm pure
Say
again.
Say five
and I'm
Hail
good
Marys and ten Our Fathers and you'll be good.
Exactly.
I've done that before. And then I don't know, I still did bad things. So I was like, oh wait, shoot. Does that like discount or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It says only about 8% of people are successful in achieving their New Year's resolutions. 8% is low, but it doesn't stop people from making them.
And it's not a, because you can have a different approach on like visualizing great things for you, thinking that you deserve great things. That all of your needs are going to be met. Covered and are going to be met because you are deserving of everything. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as setting a fucking rigid goal of like, I'm going to make more money by February and then I'm going to duplicate that by June. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
You cannot control that. And a lot of it, or at least, I don't know here, but like in Mexico... Or in, like, Latin American culture, a lot of it also has to do with, like, it's masked as health, but it's weight. It's weight.
Oh, sure.
It's how you look.
Yeah.
It's, like, weight and size.
Mm-hmm. So, like, the resolutions revolve
around
that?
So, the resolutions revolve around, like, yeah, I'm going to exercise and eat well. But in reality, no. Because what they're really striving for is to get to a certain weight or a certain shape or size. Mm-hmm. So in the end, they're not even, and they might get to it, but maybe by not eating well.
Yeah.
But like not eating.
But not eating.
Or like not working out well, but like overworking out or like not getting the nutrition their body needs or the rest that it needs.
Like the
because
recovery.
The goal is not health. It's looking
it's
a certain way.
Yeah.
Or being a certain weight.
Yeah. Which is interesting because it just popped into my mind, Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just her being so body positive or working through how she presents her body and getting, mm-hmm. like, all this backlash for
yes.
showing herself, showing her body.
And now she's getting, do you know, like, what she was trending, like?
No, tell me.
I don't know the comment exactly, but now she was, like, getting attacked by, like, body neutral people or, like, body positive people that were like, you're not doing enough kind of thing. And it's like, it's not her responsibility.
Yeah.
She's just a person. She's a musician.
Yeah.
That happens to be fat, and she can give you the perspective from her experience, but she's not...
She's not, like, the target, like, the poster child of...
body neutrality, body positivity. And yeah. that's extra work.
Yeah. That would be taking on a whole nother job.
And, like, and it's good if you have a big platform to, like, advocate for causes. Mm-hmm. Yes, but this is her life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. that being black and being fat and being a woman, it's her life.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
And it's just so interesting because it's, like, her talent, I feel, is then overlooked.
Yeah.
Because this whole hot topic on body weight,
mm-hmm.
or how she's presenting her body is, like, I don't know how it's impacting her musically, but it just feels like it's not even her music that's of topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's why she's out here.
Yeah.
Right? To put out her music. Like, that's, she's an artist.
Yeah. I just actually read something that she posted, and I believe I saved it here. But I think I saved it in my other account on Spiritivism because I want to talk about self-image next month.
Yeah. But that's such a good thing to consider with, like, quote-unquote New Year's resolution. You know, it's like, what are the intentions behind why you're doing what you're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lot of times why people find it hard to say, like, yes. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to work out. I'm going to do all those things. And then it falls off in January and March and you stop going to the gym. You stop doing these things. It's like, because what was your intention, though?
Yeah.
If it was just to look a certain way,
mm-hmm.
then it probably wasn't giving you the results you wanted in the time you wanted it. And therefore, if you're not getting the quote-unquote benefits that you are seeking, it's like, why are you doing this kind of thing? And so people are like, I don't have time for that. But if you can reframe, right, your intention behind why are you working out, why are you... Maybe the goal is wanting to lose weight, but it's to lose weight so that you can... breathe better or
like
participate in this activity better. You know what I mean? I want to be a better basketball player. I want to, you know, be able to jog.
But
I
even
be able to...
that is not linked to weight and people do not understand it. You can work on your capacity to breathe better and like your pulmonary mm-hmm. capacity without losing weight to having just better
mm-hmm.
condition.
Mm-hmm.
You can jump high and be a great whatever.
Yeah.
If you do the movement over and
practice,
over again
practice,
and practice. Yeah. Maybe a secondary thing about practicing and doing it over and over is that you're going to shed weight. But maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can still do the fucking splits. I don't need to. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
What ifs.
Hot topic.
Hot topic. Hot but yeah, topic. It's insane that pressure and that way of seeing things of like a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this whole system of, like, capitalism and, like, supremacy and, like, meritocracy. Is that how you... How do you say meritocracia in English? Pronounce this word for me.
Tell me the word. Meritocracy?
Uh-huh.
Meritocracy.
Meritocracy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That you have to ascend. Mm. There's somewhere to ascend, to be better. Mm-hmm. Or even to be a... To be considered a decent or a human being with dignity, you need to be educated or you need to be fit or you need to be beautiful or you need to be whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Also depending on like your gender too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So stupid.
So many things. It's
it's all bullshit. And I feel like yoga has helped me with that because it's more like it's not the pose. It's not performing. It's not like dance that,
right.
It's like you're not performing. No one cares. Yeah, and it's not for anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not performing. Like the pose is not the goal.
Right.
It's the practice. It's how you get there.
Right.
And your intentions and how you react to how you react if you get to the pose or if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all the practice because I mean, even day to day, like we've talked about, like day to day, it can be so different getting on your yoga mat. Or even sometimes it's just getting to the yoga mat is the yoga.
Yes, yes, exactly. And for that day, you did what you really, like you made a great effort getting out of bed if you were feeling shitty, getting out of bed and like showering and getting on your tights and going to the mat.
Yeah.
That was the yoga that day.
That's the process. And you can bring it into yourself too. It's like, okay, I'm doing this with intention. Like kind of how we talked about the drinking the water, like drinking the water with the intention and remembering like now you're filling yourself with that intention too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So same thing, like putting on your clothes, like I'm putting on the tights for the intention of practicing yoga, like for getting in that mind space, for breathing deeply, for paying attention to this present moment instead of like rushing around trying to do all the things and then like, how did I even get here? Well, then probably if you're in that mind space of like, how did I even get here? You're going to have quite the day on the mat, I would guess.
Yes.
Because that's going to all reflect and spill out on some level to get you back to that neutral zone or that meditative space.
So what are a few, like, I don't know, like rituals or like practices or things that we can do to like close cycles and be open to new beginnings?
Well, I think that we have a lot of practice with this, with just like the full moon and the new moon. Like if you ever follow the moon cycles or do any like intention setting with full moon or new moon, you know, like a great way is just when a cycle is closing, reflecting on what has happened from when you started to now.
Yeah.
So whether that's in like therapy, we call like the last session, like termination session, where we go over, you know, how you came in to therapy at the very beginning, what were the presenting problems, what you've kind of learned and implemented, and then closing out the end, like giving appreciation and gratitude for yourself for doing this work, for making change, and then setting yourself up for the future of like, okay, so how are you going to continue this work forward, but now on your own? Like you've built these skills.
You have gained these tools.
So now how do you see yourself moving forward? And it's more or less just like a discussion, right? Or it can be like journaling, you know, just journaling. If you want to take it from the past year or thinking about the seasons, just take it from the start of fall to the end of fall moving into winter. You know what I mean? Or, you know, in
the beginning of the quarantine.
Yeah, no, exactly. Quarantine. Exactly.
Like that's a whole cycle, the end, dude. Of,
who knows when quarantine, but
yeah.
From like just reflecting like where was I at the beginning of quarantine into what is happening now with the pandemic or whatever. Just an idea of bringing in reflection.
Gratefulness?
Yes. Gratitude. Gratitude. And also giving yourself some like praise and like honoring yourself for living. The recognition of
even taking that moment, being having that, that awareness of like, oh, I'm going to take a moment and reflect and be grateful for that. That's in itself a thing that you should also be grateful and reflect on.
Absolutely. Because I mean, a lot of times we don't necessarily celebrate like the small wins. At least in this society, like everything is just like the big successes and like we have to drive and go hard and like just buckle down and do it. And it's not necessarily taught as much to just take a step back and appreciate the wins.
Because everything's like a standard that applies for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's not realistic.
Mm-mm.
Like to me, at a certain time in my life, getting out of bed was like
the win.
A win.
Yeah.
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 Or like, I remember when I started hiking Wisdom Tree the first time, I think I was dying in the hike on the street, because you know how there's a street with houses and then you start like the actual mountain, the actual hill starts. I was dying at the beginning of the mountain for like hiking only the street. And then the next time I was able to get like to like halfway or something, like three quarters of the way. And I was like, okay, I'm done. Let's just bye.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, going all the way and even like, let's cross over to the Hollywood sign and like doing this and like, let's go back. And then
Yeah. Which those are like celebrations that we are allowed to honor. Like we're allowed to honor that. Like it's
not only getting to the top is because think of it like this. I also saw it a lot in acting when I was like, people expect that if you're a performer, mm-hmm. not only an actor, but like a singer or a dancer or any kind of performer, mm-hmm. you have to be famous. Otherwise, you're not successful. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of working actors that are not famous. Or voice actors. Or, yeah, just yeah. actors that are always like, you kind of know like, oh, where do...
I've heard that.
I think where I've... You, yeah. Where have I seen you before? Mm-hmm. And that you kind of like, oh, that familiar face. But it's like saying, oh, I'm in politics, so if you're not the president, you're not a success. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're a lawyer, but if you're not in the Supreme Court, then yeah. you're not successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, we can even take that with, like, the podcast, right? Yeah. And viewing, like, what is success? Like, to me, this is a success because we're doing it.
We're
like,
doing look, it, exactly.
We, like, literally have a space. We have the setup. We put it out there. We have the video.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
That's it. We're doing it.
What else do we want? Like, what else do we
want? Anything else is extra. And we celebrate it. Like, oh, yeah. one yeah. subscriber. That's like, yay. Or like, what? There's 12 people. That,
yeah. yeah, yeah. Like, listen to it.
Listen to it from like a different platform that I'll not like my mom or like my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, this is a stranger.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And being able to just celebrate that because it's like, again, we get to define what success is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get to define what we celebrate, what we want to celebrate. Even if it's not the best thing, it doesn't mean that it has to be, like, such a sorrow or, you know, like, if you reflect over the past year, say, and you have some things that did not go well, it doesn't mean you have to be, like, doom and, like, feel, like, bad about it mm-hmm. necessarily. Because it's, like, right, everything is trying to balance out and equalize. The body's trying to harmonize, like, everything. So if there's lows... That obviously means that there was highs to keep you balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was way lows the whole time, then that means eventually,
maybe this upcoming year,
it's going to balance out.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get highs. It's just how it works. So being able to keep that kind of mind frame or mindset
mm-hmm.
of like, everything's coming back to equilibrium.
Yeah. It's all coming back, like Celine Dion would say.
Oh, yeah. Celine. Sign me up.
Which another thing, like I've told you this before, but I've been taking piano lessons. I started in Halloween. We all started in Halloween. It's mm-hmm. a group. It's for three of my friends and I. So it's like a group thing. And then, but to me, they're still like perform. Well, two of them are still like pursuing a career in the performing arts and like they're singers mm-hmm. and all of that. And then I feel like I was the one who knew like the least about mm-hmm. like music theory or something. But I just, like, play because to me, everything's fun. Like, doing yes. a C chord, which is, like, the most, like, easy, the easiest chord, to me, it's like, ding, oh, I'm able to do it. Like, to me, that's, like, exciting.
Yeah.
So when I start learning, I just get excited and I don't have that thing attached that is like, oh, I'm a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sees me as a pianist. Like, with singing, I would feel like that. Mm. I would feel pressured to be like, oh, people think I'm a great singer. Then all of a sudden I lose my voice, totally like a mental thing.
Yeah.
And, but then I'm like, how am I gonna, I didn't even want to practice because in order for me to practice, someone would have to hear me. And I was, there was like shame
yeah,
attached
you don't
to
jeopardize
it, embarrassment.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Cause mm-hmm. there was like this image built around like, you are a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
You are a belter. You are this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then with piano, it was just like, I don't care. And that's why I'm getting better. And it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding more motivation to even like to practice, but also just to play.
Yeah.
To just like.
It's like exercising, just like the skill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, like, and have fun with it.
Yes.
Like what a beautiful attitude to have with that, which I think that's how.
And also shout out to my teacher, Catherine Lounsbury. Please, I mean, if you're thinking taking piano lessons, please contact her. She's on Instagram as that piano girl cat with a K, and that also.com is her website. And she has sometimes like weekly group classes for like mm-hmm. Christmas songs or like a pop song or like learn to play Imagine, just like a 1 hour 15 classes, but mm-hmm. she also does like privates.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend. Better than therapy. Kidding. But it is therapeutic.
Complimentary.
It is therapeutic. Therapies. Yeah. Yeah, complimentary.
No, No, but like when you can actually set your mind and like feel some like joy and fulfillment out of something, it's like, oh, then sometimes the other stuff doesn't really get you as bad. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, that's fine because I know I have this to look forward to, mm-hmm. or whatever the case. Or it's like a driving motivation of like something for a release or a creative outlet. And it's like, so for making resolutions, like if people could reframe into what they want to look forward to for the next year, it's like, what is going to bring you fun? What is going to bring you joy? What is...
In the process, not the
yeah,
goal.
Yeah, not the
process.
Goal. Yeah, it's like...
What's going to make you feel good while you're doing it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Not to achieve, like, oh, finally.
Yeah. And yeah, it doesn't... I don't know. I don't feel like it needs to really achieve anything.
Yeah. No.
It's just a reflection or a chance to really see like, okay, last year I wasn't necessarily doing the things that I wanted to do. So what do you want to change to actually start moving in the direction of like your path and like what your heart is calling for and what you enjoy?
Your dharma.
Your harbies. Your hobbies. Your dharma.
Your harbies.
Your harbies.
Your doobies. That's always my goal. That's always a process I enjoy. My doobies. That doobie. So yeah, closing, what other like rituals? I mean, yeah. Reflecting, being grateful, mm-hmm. reassessing, mm-hmm. and then probably like being open, like having the intention of like being open yeah. to new things.
What things
new experiences.
Come. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And what something too you can do is I know in yoga they do like puja ceremonies, mm-hmm. so like fire burning ceremonies. So it's like sometimes what I've done in the past is like write down things that I want to either let go of or just like let the earth take care of or
I think I did
give it
for
up
Halloween.
To spirit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it's just a way to kind of be like, you know, this has been weighing on me or this is like out of my control. So I'm going to write it down and literally like
burn it,
transmute it, right? Because yeah. when you're burning it, it's literally burning fire, transmuting now,
yes.
releasing.
And having
changing.
That intention of
yeah.
letting go.
Letting it go. And like
thank
the act
and bye.
Of it. Yeah. It's like being able to get all your senses involved mm-hmm. in it. Like it's an activity.
Burn
it's
yourself
a
little bit.
Got my hair. Okay. Smells okay. Like whatever. Get the essential oils out. Like where's my doTERRA at? You know, like. You know, you just take it as it is. But so that's one is like fire burning ceremony.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, you can have just a celebration. I mean, it could literally just be cooking your favorite meal or doing something like honoring the best part or what best parts mm-hmm. or things that brought you joy. What I used to do is a practice of like throughout the year writing down good memories that
you
I wanted to
writing.
Remember. I know, I love writing. So it's like in this little jar, I just write down like if something good happened or something happened that it was memorable, mm-hmm. I would like write it down and put it in the jar. And then at the end of the year, like pull out everything that was in the jar to be like, oh, look at all these things
yeah.
that I did throughout the year. And then it's like, okay, new year, psh, burn it. Like,
yeah. I also like to do that with my students too at the end of the school year where it's like, okay, let's collect everything that we've done and put mm-hmm. it in a binder or in a folder.
Yeah, like showcase kind
so
of thing.
So you can see all your effort. Like, this is all of you that we did. This is all the things that you learned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I feel like it motivates them and also makes them be, like, proud of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a showcase. It's like a...
Yeah, exactly.
Show and tell kind of
show
thing.
And tell. Yeah.
But yeah.
And then they show their parents and I'm excited that also... They think I'm useful. And they want to hire me again for the next school year.
You're like, there's also that. But.
Yeah.
Just a nice side effect.
A nice side effect. Exactly. Not the goal, mm-hmm. but a mm-hmm. nice side effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But.
And we are talking about this not only because of the new year,
mm-hmm.
but also because this is... Our last episode.
Oh, the last episode
of
the
season. We're closing the season mm-hmm. on episode mm-hmm. 10, and then we'll be back on a new episode.
Next time.
On a new season.
Yeah.
Better than ever.
Better than ever. Yep, we are learning. We're growing. We're understanding how the heck to even do this thing.
Yes.
You know, every episode or every review, it's like technical difficulties, of course. Because
remember you said, I wish there was a day where, like, there's nothing. I think today was pretty smooth, except for, like, We had to do it like a second take because of the spikes and the thing. Off.
Yeah, but of violin.
That was minor.
That was very minor. There was no real issues with the microphone this time. So shout outs. I mean, Susanna, of course, she has been editing all of our episodes. Mm-hmm.
Susanna Romero.
Romero, yes, which has been amazing because, you know, we can't do everything all the time.
And you definitely
you just
can't
you edit. learn how to right delegate now. Right, you're like, I'm willing to exchange my energy, which in that form of money, for the exchange of like someone who knows what they're doing,
yes,
to help us out, like,
and she's amazing because she speaks English and Spanish, so she can edit in both mm-hmm. languages.
Yeah.
Oh yes Thanks, Susanna.
But yeah, and then Adriana for allowing us to have this creative room podcast space here at Latinx Therapy.
Yes.
So switch locations, still in Burbank though. But I mean, that's a cool connect because both of these people we didn't even know before.
Yes.
The podcasting. And then Adriana was just on social media and I followed her randomly and I just reached out. I was like, hey.
Hannah loves doing this.
Hey, because I saw she had like space in her office mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, we could just
do it. I'm Latina. I'm a therapist.
Yeah, this is meant to be. So, you know, you just got to give a little hey.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jenny Lee, too. So when we talked about the yamas yes, and niyamas, yes. you know, the book True Yoga that we were referencing.
What was that? Episode 8?
7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That we referenced. She like reached out and she was like, yay, like so glad. Like I'll promote it, too. And if you ever want a guest, we're like, Jenny Lee, yes. Like, of let's course. Do guests. Like,
we would for sure like to have Jenny Lee as a guest.
Yes. So it's like all these new fun things to look forward to for season 2. Maybe we're going to try and learn how to do guests virtually.
Yeah, we're going to reflect and...
yes. See what feedback needs to...
exactly.
To help with this. But also, I mean, it's already a success, so I'm already happy as ever.
Happy as a clam.
And that we did it.
Yeah.
And we're still just having fun. Like, we're just here just having fun. Like, pfft.
Exactly.
So exciting. So, I mean, I think that's about it.
Yeah. What are we... Is anything, like, big changes? I mean, we're all waiting for, like, the changes that are coming and, I mean, in the country and, like, you know, in the White House and also with the virus and all. But mm-hmm. do you have any new things besides, I mean, you're already in grad school.
Oh, yeah. Well,
new semester.
I'm going to do finals this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be closing that.
Exactly.
Real quick.
Yeah.
You know, not much to reflect there because I've just been reflecting the whole time of like, okay. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I can reflect a little bit. Honor the process, even though I want to just get through it.
Yeah.
But that's part of why the reflection's important, because it's like, even when you're trying to skate through things and just, I don't know, myself, it's like, avoid, just whatever, get it, like, not be in the process. Mm-hmm. Like, I have that tendency of, like, I don't want to do this, so let me just get it done,
mm-hmm.
and not even understand, like, where I am in the process. Probably reflection would help me mm-hmm. settle into that a little bit, so I don't have so much negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Toward it.
And what else? What else is new? What other new things are you feel like are coming?
Well, just so many things.
You have a new haircut? I don't know.
I have a new haircut. I'm a new age with a new number in front. So.
Yes! Hannah is 30.
30.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome.
We're going to be in the same decade for only 2 years, and then I'll be 40.
Yes, we'll have to see what happens there. I learned at age 30, you start to do puzzles, because that's a 30-year-old thing, I guess.
So, I don't know.
I don't know either, but this is what I've learned in Colorado thus far.
Well, we'll see.
So, I got a puzzle. Shout out to Kylie. My girl got me. But yeah, just seeing what 30s comes with. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything just seems so different, of course. So I'm kind of like, all right, well, here we go.
Let's do this.
What about you? What's new?
What is new? Well, what is new? I mean, the hashtags are blocked right now since before the election until probably... after January 20th. So when you, on Instagram, when you look for a hashtag,
uh-huh.
only like the most popular show up, but not in chronological order. Not like the recent ones. And they were like blocking them so people wouldn't like spread misinformation about the election. So that's been kind of like working against spiritivism wanting to grow a little bit because it's not getting any reach. Like, it's not like people are not liking it. They're just, no one is seeing it. And I feel like
the algorithm?
Also the algorithm, and like Instagram is now like fucked. Like, it just fucks you. Like Instagram, like Facebook, basically, because Instagram is now Facebook. And Facebook wants you to pay. Mark Zuckerberg wants you to pay him to be able to reach people.
Yeah. What an interesting thing.
What an asshole. And yeah, because that's how they make money.
Is this a new oppression?
Yeah, of course.
Or is this the same oppression, just
it's
a new platform?
It's just getting, it's the, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we remember, I mean, this asshole started Facebook, but like, as a way of like rating like, yeah. women from 1 to 10. And
like, having it be like his little elite boys club.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's the same person that now owns Instagram and WhatsApp and like, yeah, exactly.
And WhatsApp?
Yeah, WhatsApp is Facebook too now.
Wow.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. Can you believe?
No, this is why I need you.
Educate so me. So hopefully we're taking it slow, like focusing on different things on December and January to just like, you know, work with like the color palette and like getting the image, like the visual, I don't know, like visually and like aesthetically getting to a certain place, and also learning how to like work in a team and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then after probably like mid-January, we're going to be more like aggressively promoting a little bit more to have more reach. Because I don't want to push this on people that are not like on the same boat, that are not ready or receivable. Yeah. But at the same time, if it doesn't, it's just not getting out there. That's what's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because it's like a lot of work from like a lot of people, you included.
Yeah.
And it's just like people are not seeing it.
Yeah.
And it feels like, I mean, it's not a waste because we're all learning, but still, it's like it would be much more, I don't know, beneficial, exciting, and all of the things if it was getting to people.
Yeah.
And now I think that it's getting more strict, I think, starting December something or January something. There's like changes on Instagram. Like, they're going to be a lot more strict about like sex-related themes, for example, which is an oppression to women. Because we cannot say vagina or clitoris.
What?
Like, you know, like, those things are blocked. And definitely sexual education is not happening in school. So how the fuck, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're censoring nipples. They're censoring, I'm like, dude, hairy ass men's nipples all over.
Yeah.
And their dicks, too.
No one wants to see that.
And no one wants to see that.
Yeah.
Literally, no one wants to see hairy men's nipples. Or saggy balls.
No.
But a woman's nipple, oh, yeah, that's, no, that's too much.
That has to be censored.
Yeah. No, that needs to be censored. That's so fucking stupid, dude.
Wow.
Well, so, yeah. And, like, the shadow banning. There's, like, also this thing going on that, like, a bunch of, like, you know, like, leftist or socialist or even, like, liberal progressive accounts are being shadow banned, meaning, like, they don't get enough reach. They're just kind of, like, in a blacklist or something, and they're not getting reach. Yeah.
This is so weird.
It's so weird. It feels like we're in, like, some other country in a different decade, and...
Yeah, it's interesting because it's all, I don't know, I mean, on our end, it's just trying to educate people.
Yes!
That's all. Like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Everyone can make their own options or their choices, but it's, like, better if they have more information to make a better educated decision.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're, like, literally spreading hate or, like, because that's the thing. There's a bunch of, like, KKK groups on Facebook or, like, these, like, homophobic things or, like, those conversion things to, like, take the gay out of you, like, those things are not censored. Those things are not banned. Those live freely on the internet and in social media. Like, nothing happens.
Hmm. That's so interesting.
But if you want to talk about woman's pleasure, then that's
censored.
Yeah, that's too much.
Wow. So it sounds like more education is necessary on how Instagram is working so that we can spread the good things. We can spread the light. We can spread awareness and like different ways to think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the tea on that.
That's the tea.
Zip it.
All right. So in the coming year, the new year.
We'll see.
We'll see.
What happens with that?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully there's a lot of good change with going to be a lot of change
mm-hmm.
come January. So it's just like, okay, if we can ride that, keep it going.
We still, I mean, the fight is not.
No.
It's not over.
No, it's not over. But if we, I mean, I think we definitely need some good momentum
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
going to help people just feel a little sense of hope again.
Mm-hmm.
Because hope can carry you a long way. But I feel a lot of us are kind of down here. Just that little glimpse of hope. Help us break out into the world.
Yes. So I wanted to sing a High School Musical song, but I can't. I know.
I know. Darn it. Hey, but my birthday is also Vanessa Hudgens' birthday.
20!
I know, and a lot of my other friends' birthdays too. It's so funny.
Crazy. I didn't know that date was particularly popular.
I know, like 7
it's
people.
You and your dad.
I know.
You share a birthday with Ray, and then...
So it's me and my dad.
Friends.
There's Jensen, there's Chandler, there's Steve, there's this other guy who Caitlin went to a dance with. What's his name? Caitlin would know. Vanessa Hudgens. That's uh-huh. literally 7 right there. And then I'm sure multiple other people, but...
December 14th.
Yeah. I literally know like 7 people. Oh, I don't know Vanessa, but...
7.
Basically, days. I sang High School Musical sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Me too. So I feel like I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. And Grease Live. I mean, obviously.
I'll be. So, the Age of Aquarius. It's happening.
This is the...
Oh, yeah. I know. I always think of 40-year-old version.
Yeah.
This is the song at the end. It's so funny.
Yes.
But yeah, so keep your heart open and your mind open as we are transitioning astrologically into a new age. 5D.
5D, y'all. And if you want to know what we did,
check us out on YouTube. You'll dig it.
Well, yeah, new beginnings. And also, since we're closing the season, we would like to take a moment to thank you guys.
Yes,
thank you all for listening and like encouraging us mm-hmm. and like...
And wanting to hear the podcast and just being like, yay, so cool. Like
yes.
that fuels us. Like, or that fuels me for sure. I'm like, I have this podcast. And everyone's like, what? You do? You know,
yes.
how that goes.
Yeah.
It's fun. I sent our podcast to 2 people today.
Tell me the story about your neighbor, like that your dad told your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Alex. What's shout out to Alex.
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 Yes.
You'll hear this and I hope you smile. So the neighbors at my parents' house, Rick is the dad
mm-hmm.
and then Alex is the son. But anyway, we just told him they brought over birthday cards
mm-hmm.
for my dad and I. And I told them that I was doing a podcast with you in L.A. And they were like, what's it called? And so I gave him the whatever title.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad went over to Rick's later or something. And he was like, came back and said, we have a new subscriber. It's Alex. And he already listened to 2 episodes and then wants to talk about it.
Yes.
So Alex, you hit me up whenever.
Yes, Alex.
You know where to find my dad, which has my phone number. Or Instagram, of course.
Yeah. But Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. All the things.
And all the podcast platforms.
But yeah.
And on Anchor, there's something that we've never actually said, if you have the app, you can leave a voice message.
Yeah. And so then we can insert it into the podcast.
Yes. So we would like to maybe start doing that for the next season. If you guys leave us voice messages,
questions to ask that you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
You could be like, hey, I'm this person from this, and I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah.
We'll play that, and then we'll be like, oh, and And thank you for that. You know, however it goes.
Exactly. You know how it goes.
Obviously, like, that's next season. We'll talk about figure it out.
We'll answer the question if it's a question. Or we'll try, or whatever comments you might have.
Yeah.
We'll...
If you want to do a shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out all the time. So.
Yeah. Please. So, on Anchor, use that and leave us a voice message.
Yeah. Ding. Which is just fun because it's fun to hear your voice on like something different.
Yeah. A new third voice. Ding. Ding.
Hold on. Get down here so you can see.
Ding.
Lotus Mudra.
Yes. So thank you all for listening.
Thank you all.
Thank you for being with us through this whole season. And we hope to see you in the next season.
And thank you, Mella, for being my partner.
Thanks, Kiana.
For being the voice of all the funny titles. If you haven't caught on by now, every title that is with each of our podcasts, we say it at some point during the podcast.
Yeah.
So if you haven't realized that, go do a little, like, Where's Waldo? Search and find.
On every episode, try to find the title.
Yeah. And if you want to then message us and tell us about it, we'll put it on.
Yeah. We'll play it.
Maybe we'll even do prizes.
Yes.
We could do that. We're already getting so many ideas
Sponsors.
For season two. This is awesome. But Until then. Have a great Happy New Year. Great winter solstice.
Great new Chinese year.
Great new Chinese year. And all the fun things.
All the things. So with that, we say bye.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thanks for listening to the Intersectional Yoginis podcast.
If you liked this episode, please rate and share. If you didn't like it,
please don't go rating.
You can find us on Instagram at
The Intersectional Yoginis.
Namaste.
Namaste.